But I want to start with my own connection with the Buddha. And in order to do that, I need to go back to Nazi Germany, where my father grew up as a young Jewish boy. His parents divorced when my father was about 6 or 7. And his mother left Germany for one of the very few places that were open to Jewish refugees, which was Shanghai, which was a free city, so anyone could go there. And it attracted many Jewish refugees. In fact, I learned recently that there was an entire quarter of the city that was German-speaking. There was a few blocks of the city that was a German-speaking area that remained German-speaking throughout the entire war. So even when the Japanese invaded, they interned the British and they interned the Americans. But the Jews, the German Jews, were allowed to stay because they were German nationals. In other words, they were citizens of an allied country. So they stayed, which is quite ironic, of course. And that meant that a member of my family was in a somewhat Buddhist country. So when my grandmother, in the late 40s, I think it was 48, sailed back from Germany to England, where my father had come as a refugee, as a child, she brought with her a number of curios, artefacts, and in particular, one little Buddha image, only a few inches tall, that was there in my house. She gave it to my father, and it was in our house as I was growing up as a little boy. It's a little bit of grey-green stone. It's probably soapstone, I'm not sure. And I can now see that it's actually a very fine little carving. But when I was a child, I couldn't distinguish the figure from the background. Then one day, I was able to see that in the forefront was a very elegant, slender, poised figure of a Buddha holding a bowl. And behind it was a rather elaborate penumbra, a kind of a floral motif that I hadn't been able to separate out before. I'd just seen a kind of green swirl of shapes. And then I was able to see it. I had a similar experience with another painting that was on our wall by Franz Marc. One day, suddenly, I could see the deer that was leaping in the painting. And it just struck me, thinking about this book, that that's an interesting image for how we relate to, how we might relate to the Buddha. Distinguishing the foreground, distinguishing the figure of the Buddha, the historical Buddha in particular, from the elaboration that's developed around him.